Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials and this week's daily editorials with an update from Taurachi Gold, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG and on the OTCQB under the symbol TRGGF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, Cameron, a couple news releases to follow up on from Taurachi. The last time I had you on the show was more middle of April, and since that time, we've had a couple updates on the drill programs that are ongoing, especially the ones in the Taurachi property here. We'll get into explaining a little bit more about these different mining concessions. We saw some drill results on May 6th outlining high-grade gold, almost 7 grams per ton gold over 63 meters. It included a very high grade result of over 33 grams per ton gold over 5.5 meters. About this is right around this historic La Dura mine in Sonora, Mexico. Cameron, take us through these drill results and the overall drill strategy here at this Jabali concession.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks for having me back on the show. We're very excited about what we put out there last week. What we've been doing, this is sort of our second round of underground drilling from that La Dura mine that you mentioned. Now, La Dura is really a sort of a past-producing artisanal mine. It wasn't really mined on any sort of professional or commercial scale. But what the miners were targeting was this sort of, we think is sort of a high-grade, highly silicified rhyodacite zone that dips probably about 30 degrees to the east and plunges to the south. We think it's somewhere between 10 and 20 meters thick. And so that's what we were drilling with the results that we released out last week. Of course, that great one that you mentioned, 6.9 grams per ton over 63 meters, was certainly the best one that we've had to date in terms of the grade multiplied by the length. But this, of course, is by no means a true thickness. We're hoping to really get a better handle on the true thickness of this panel once we get the results back from some surface drilling that we've also completed around that La Dura mine on the Jabali concession. We do hope to have some of those back just within the next couple of weeks. And what we did find there just a couple of days ago was actually some free panning gold that we were actually able to recover just from panning some of the drill cuttings from that surface RC rig program. So we're very excited to get those back. But the game plan for here is, now that we've sort of identified that there is some very continuous gold here within and around these underground workings, once we get the surface results back, we're going to want to return with that surface RC rig and really begin sort of outlining what the potential is here at La Dura and on the Jabali concession to host a resource. About 450 meters to the south of the La Dura mine is another set of underground workings called the Zaragoza zone. So what we're going to be testing is a sort of 450 to 500 meter strike length between these two sets of old artisanal workings to really determine if we can outline a resource in here.
So I'm going to post figure one from that news release in May 6th because it outlines where the drill holes and where the grade was located, but it also, in the top right-hand corner, shows how these concessions, these different concessions, make up generally the Taurachi claims here. And I know you guys split them up between Taurachi North and Taurachi South. Just give our listeners a little bit more of an understanding of how these claims all come together.
Yeah, so the Taurachi project as a whole came together when we signed two option agreements last year. Those mining concessions total just over 3,700 hectares, and they're scattered out over about 8 different blocks of mining concessions. And we sort of divide them roughly into Taurachi North and Taurachi South, the Taurachi South being made up of that Jabali concession that we were just talking about, as well as our Maritas and Juliana concessions. And these ones are in the vicinity of Alamos Gold Mulatos mining operations. In fact, the Jabali concession where we've been drilling recently is only about 5 or 6 kilometers west of the main Mulatos mine there. And then at Taurachi North, those blocks of concessions are sort of on strike with Agnico Eagle's operations there, including their La India mine, which is operating right now, as well as some of their undeveloped deposits, including their Taurachi deposit, which is next to our Pretori claim up there. And that deposit hosts a resource of about 360,000 ounces. Our San Javier concession, that's sort of part of what we consider Taurachi North. We've done some drilling on there in the past towards the end of last year and came back with some great results. So over the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to be returning to San Javier with a diamond drill rig to test some of the deeper extents of a mineralized breccia system that we uncovered there last year. So really, our strategy right now is to focus on the San Javier concession in the north and the Jabali concession in the south. You know, there's a bit of a delay these days with getting lab results back, so it's nice to have somewhere else to go with our drill crews and our geology teams in the meantime while we wait for those assays.
Okay, so still a lot of drilling, and it really sounds like just getting a better understanding of what's possible at any of these different claims, where you have the drill on the ground, obviously hitting this high grade at the Habali claim, very encouraging. But again, you're still building towards even better understanding of these potential assets and then also working into a resource.
That's right. I mean, a number of concessions we've done little to no work on so far since acquiring them mid last year. We've really just been focused on Habali and up at San Javier, but there's certainly a number of interesting prospects located on the other mining concessions. We'll probably be following up on some of those with some more detailed field work later this year. And of course, we always bounce around, not just from our mining concessions up in Sonora State, these Tarachi ones, but also down at our Magistral Mill and Tailings Project in Durango.
Let's talk about that Magistral project too, because I know a lot of eyes are on that tailings project and wondering just how quickly you could get that into some sort of production or start producing from there, and also what's possible. So give us a little update on how that drilling's progressing.
Well, our geology teams are at Magistral right now. They're just about to wrap up an auger drilling program. We've been drilling out the tailings basin, which actually represents our resource down there, over the last 2 or 3 weeks. So far, they've drilled, I think, just over 30 holes. These aren't very deep holes, and we're talking sort of between 5 and 15 meters in depth in the tailings material. But that auger program is basically to recover the sample material that we need so that we can put out a 43-101 compliant resource estimate of that tailings material later this year, and also to provide some more bulk some bulk material that we can make some composite samples with to represent the whole tailings basin. And Asenco Engineering, who's doing our preliminary economic assessment, can take some of that material and do another level of metallurgical test work on there.
So then, Cameron, in terms of news flow, what can people pay attention to and what are some of the major catalysts to keep in mind as we progress through this year?
Well, on the exploration front, over the next couple of months, we certainly expect to have some drill results back from that surface drilling we did at Habali. We should see those in the next 2 to 3 weeks. As well as up on our San Javier claim, we should be announcing the next phase of drilling up there over the next 1 or 2 weeks. That shouldn't take too long to complete, so we'll have some assays coming from that a little forward in the future as well, as well as determining what we're going to do next at Habali in terms of a follow-up drill program. And then over on Magistral, we're working on that PEA with Asenco Engineering. We do expect to have the results of that sometime midsummer, and you can also expect some other announcements as we make additional sort of moves forward with Magistral in terms of things like permitting and that resource estimate as well. So lots to look forward to over the next couple of months.
How much cash does the company have to keep moving forward with both of these?
We've got just a little under $3 million in the bank right now. So pretty well financed both to continue our PEA and study work at Magistral, as well as to fund the smaller exploration and drilling campaigns that we're doing on Habali and San Javier.
All right. Cameron, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Cameron regarding anything going on at Tarachi at either of the projects or concessions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. We'll also follow up on the back of some more news. Cameron, I appreciate the update. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week, and keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks, Corey. You too.